Hey Anthony, internal briefing on the Claude Devs drop. Anthropic shipped four big things for managed agents today, plus a new skill. I sent five parallel research agents to dig through every doc page. Here is what we're doing with each. 1. Outcomes loop. This is the immediate adopt. You give the agent a plain markdown rubric describing what done looks like, and a separate greater sub-agent in its own context window evaluates each iteration and feeds back a gap list. It loops until the rubric passes, max iterations hit, or you stop it. I already drafted a starter rubric for the prospect dossier with 8 criteria covering brand identity, contact accuracy, audience positioning, audiovisual alignment, and output verification. Every Yeti V0 failure would have been caught by that rubric without you reviewing. I am saving it to the prospect engine folder today. We use it on the next dossier. 2. Webhooks. Anthropic posts events to your registered HTTPS endpoint when sessions change state, including outcome evaluation ended. The catch is, the payload is JSON and NTFY expects raw text, so a 10-line Cloudflare worker bridges them. The architecture for the V2 prospect cloner becomes Claude transcript drops, triggers an agent, agent posts webhook on completion, our worker fetches the artifact URL, posts to NTFY, you get a notification with an action button on your phone. No polling anywhere. Build is medium effort, 2 thin workers, and a webhook registration in the Anthropic console. 3. Multi-agent orchestration. This replaces the hand-rolled agent tool spawning I do today inside Claude Code Sessions. With new feature, you pre-create 6 specialized sub-agents, 1 per recon surface, wire them under a coordinator with the multi-agent field, and the coordinator delegates at runtime. 25 concurrent threads per session, hard context isolation between sub-agents, shared file system for coordination. This becomes the backbone of V2 when we build the transcript-driven engine. Migration cost is medium. Biggest change is sessions become real Anthropic API resources instead of in-process Claude code spawns. 4. Claude API skill. Already loaded in this session, no install needed. It enforces Opus 4.7 as default, adaptive thinking, streaming on long requests, prompt caching with the 4,096 token minimum, and migration handling for retired models. Lights up automatically the moment we write any script that imports the Anthropic SDK. Most Cairo scripts use OpenAI today, so they are excluded by the skills skip rule, but new Claude API scripts will get the full enforcement. 5. Dreaming. We are skipping this for now. It curates memories across many sessions, but it operates on Anthropic hosted memory stores in the cloud, completely separate from your file-based memory at the Claude Projects folder. The two systems do not bridge. To use Dreaming, you would have to migrate your 29 active memory files to a Cloud API store and rewrite the write pipeline. Loses Git versionability and grepability. Today's volume does not justify the migration. Revisit when Cairo operates at hundreds of sessions per week. Build sequence. Today, 10 minutes, save the rubric. This week, 1 to 2 hours, prove managed agents with a tiny one-shot script. Next 2 weeks, 4 to 6 hours, build the V2 prospect cloner with all 4 pieces wired. Cost per prospect run lands around $3 to $5, same ballpark as today, with way less manual orchestration. Full decision document is at the research folder under Orion AI's Co. Hub link in the NTFI push.